Morning, Los Angeles.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Guess oh, we have a special guest tonight.
Yeah, you're our special guest.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Sir Earl.
Ooh. I like the sir.
I like it too. It's good.
How are you all doing tonight?
We are doing fabulous.
I'm doing well. I came all the way from Bridgeport, Connecticut to be here tonight.
Dude, seriously?
Yeah.
Connecticut?
Yeah, where we connect a cut. Yo, peace, Connecticut.
Yo, I'm just saying. Yo, I'm from LA.
You're from LA? Born and bred?
Second generation, dude.
No kidding. What's
born
it, what's,
spoiled.
What's that like to be?
Well, you know what? Basically,
I've never
like,
known any. I've never known any. I've only known one native Manhattan New Yorker.
Okay.
So I'm interested to see a native LA born and bred second generation, even.
Second generation? Blonde hair and fake titties. I can't see them.
No.
You got the blinders on with that?
I've got the blinders on. Like
you don't notice it at all?
Yeah, no. It's amazing. Like people like take on a different persona when they come to like LA.
Yeah.
And the people that are from LA don't really get into that. So we're just kind of like, oh, really? That's what you think we are? Continue.
Yeah. Well, I find the same thing true as in New York. In my experience in New York, a lot of the kids who are real hipsters, they like moved to New York 2 weeks ago from Kansas, and they're like the hype of, you know, with the dunks and the skinny jeans, and you're like, yeah. Yo, damn, man.
Like, oh my God, you're from around here. So like, how long have you been here? Oh, like a month and a half. You're like, yeah, dude, you're not from here.
Yeah. So what's it like growing up here as a kid?
It was really good. Like, you know, I had lots of fun. The weather is great. Like, I've never experienced extreme weather, so I don't know what snow.
East LA?
Wait, strawberries in LA? Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Did you grow up in East LA?
No,
I was born in East LA.
Sir Earl grew up in South Central LA.
Word?
So, Menace to Society. Hey. Boys in the Hood, yeah. Like Colors, like
yo, straight
those
up
were the
90s,
movies.
Like O Dog time.
Yeah, like those were the movies that like basically colored my life. Like,
dang.
Yo, like Poetic Justice, like that's where it was at for me.
Dang.
So, you know, it happened. You know, a couple of drive-bys, Janet Jackson and Dookie Braids. I was like, oh my God, I'm living the American dream.
Yeah. So you really, you know, you lived down there for real and saw all that? Like, you saw tons of gang violence and whatnot?
I don't want to say I saw tons of gang violence because I was like,
so you're here for you were here for the riots too after the Rodney King.
I was here for the riots.
That was crazy. I mean, that was citywide, right?
Dude, seriously, my grandmother lived like 4 blocks away from where. Where, like, Reginald Denny got pulled out of the truck and, like, got beat.
Oh, my God.
My actual school bus was, like, driving down the street, and I saw somebody, like, throw a brick in, like, the windshield of, like, a Cadillac driving down the street. And I'm like, oh, my God, what's going on?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah.
Just some riots.
Right?
No,
some riots. This is what people do.
Welcome to Jerusalem.
Right? A little bit. Let me see you Vogue on the Gaza Strip. I mean, you know, what's up?
Yo, I feel like that's an important thing to. Could you imagine living in an area where violence like that is so prevalent? And how would you be able to develop a daily routine in an area where such things could go down?
True.
You know what I mean?
What happens is that you actually like figure out a way out of that country and you end up in America.
Yeah, a land of dreams.
That's what happens.
The land of milk and honey. Apparently, right. There are no cats in America, according to Fible.
Wait, who's Fible?
You never saw
are
that?
With the mouse?
American tale, Fible. There are no cats in America.
Yes.
That's why. That was the impetus behind him leaving Mother Russia.
Oh, let me find out. Mycetarian.
Indeed.
I don't know. Maybe. Wait, does mice taste like bacon?
Yes.
Possibly.
Done.
I've never eaten a mouse.
There you go.
Me too.
So we're here in LA at Skid Row Studios, and I got my friend Sabrina here with me. Why don't you tell them where you came from to be here? You've traveled so much recently.
I have.
It's unbelievable.
Come on now. Let us know.
I've been more potent. I'm in the mic.
Oh.
My mic? Can you hear me?
Right.
There you go.
I can.
All right.
You can.
Yeah, Yeah, I've been bouncing around. I've been working on farms. I've been NorCal. Oh, I went to the World Series. It was really incredible.
Really?
Yeah, go Giants.
Nice.
Did you catch a ball?
I did not.
Damn it.
It's because Barry Bonds wasn't there. He's not hitting him out of the stadium.
It's true.
Damn. So, what was it like? Was it the winning game or was it just a game in the World Series?
Well, it was a city that brought in 2.5 million people.
Yikes.
For the parade. It was incredible. It was people to people. I was in people jams, not traffic jams. I was in people jams. We couldn't walk in the streets and it was great. The energy was intense. I loved it. I absorbed every bit of it.
And
moved on. I went back to my farm.
Boom.
That's how you do.
Back to the farm.
Yeah.
Well, I've been back to the farm.
Farm living is good.
Have you been back to the farm?
I actually was back at the farm.
It's like, God.
We've both been at the farm. It's farming season. You know, it's solstice.
That's true. The solstice is coming up. And days will start to get longer.
Wait, what's a solstice?
We had a harvest.
Solstice is the lightest time of the year and darkest time of the year.
Okay, cool.
At this moment, I cannot call up. The exact meaning of it
is December 21st.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Cool.
It sort of happens the 21st or the 22nd.
All right.
What up?
Oh, yeah. Call
in. Okay.
1-800-893-9562. Skid Row Studios.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Skid Row Studios, if you call in, maybe I can give you a free compilation from a fantastic label from New Haven, Connecticut called Fake 4 Inc.
Yes.
A great label.
We have a few of them available if you call now to 800-893-9562.
Right now.
I would like to try and preview some of this music, but you guys might need to vamp a second while I load it up. Vamp for me.
Vamp. I'm just saying, talk about yourself.
Yeah.
Talk about yourself, sweetheart.
Okay.
Who
Which
is...
part? What do you want to know? Oh, we're talking about genres.
Yeah.
Genres, well, I bend them regularly, so, you know, not really.
That's how you do.
Well, speaking of, let's hear about your singing songwriting.
Oh, yes, you are a singer-songwriter.
I am a singer-songwriter.
Are you performing anytime in the area soon?
I have actually made the vow to myself. I'm on a social media blackout, and I'm also not performing this year because the last 2 years I performed like mad, but I didn't get the chance to actually like record a full album. And, you know, I'm one person. So, you know, I kind of had to like just like stop and figure out like, are you your manager or are you the artist? So a lot of the administration management,
along with being an independent artist, is really tough. It takes a lot of your time.
Yeah, it's tough. So, you know, I just kind of basically, I set the music down for a minute. I went to Hawaii for 4 months and I redesigned the costumes for a hotel. Well, the uniforms for a hotel there. And then I came back to LA and I did the costume design for one of my friends, short films or whatever. So I like kind of set music down and then like I got the opportunity to go to San Francisco.
Nice.
And like, excuse me, record it. Yeah, that happened. In your face, I burped. Get it.
Dang.
I'm a little embarrassed. I'm sorry. No. And so I came back and, I had the opportunity to record and, you know, so working on a new little EP album.
I got your tracks available if you want to play something at some point.
What?
Hey. Dang. Coming
Jeremy's
through with the woo.
Mic.
What?
Let's go.
Yo, that was ill.
You guys are fucking silly.
That's ill. The voice of GD right there. That's what's happening.
Hey,
the GOD.
We're girling out in here. Let's get girly.
Wait, let's get girly? I don't know how to get girly.
I teach you.
No. No, it's okay.
Word.
Look, don't look at me like that. Really? Really? Are you giving me the sad eye?
You know what's funny is that you said that, and we were just having a conversation right outside of Hank's bar, and it was you and I forget your friend's name.
Mikey.
And they were talking about how they don't like it when people come up to them and say, like, hey, girl, like, that kind of shit, right?
Yeah, that's weird.
I said, I was getting groovy, and you guys are going to get in on it.
But tell me about that. What does that mean to you?
What does that mean to who?
You.
Me?
People say that.
Okay, well, I guess the deal is like, you know, like, sure, there's a rainbow of sexuality. Like, you know what I mean? It's all good. But, you know, I never wanted to be a girl. So, like, I don't really take too kindly to, like, someone calling me, hey, girl. That's really cool.
Yeah? Like, you think we're going to get to the point in
I don't think
in
I've ever had a woman come up to me and be like, hey, girl.
Right.
No. Until after this interview.
Yeah. And then they're all going to do it.
But aren't we going to get to a point in our evolution where it just doesn't matter anymore?
I would like everybody to get into that point, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Just like there will be no like race anymore. It's just going to be a mixture
of
everything.
That'd be amazing. I'd love it to be no race.
I think that's a point in our evolution that needs to happen.
Will we all speak Esperanto as well?
Yeah, right, right. True. Yeah.
Really just means dance.
Well, you know, like, basically, I always tell people there are, like, a couple of things that I never describe myself as. Uh-huh. And that's my race or my sexuality when I walk into a room. Yeah, everything else is my fault. I did all that other stuff to myself, but those two things I had nothing to do with. Mm. So I carry life as I've had nothing to do with what my race is or my sexuality. But let's have fun, which usually entails, like, drinking a couple of hard drugs and, you know, great music.
Great music is the
great music.
Great equalizer, indeed. I couldn't agree more in your assessment.
Yeah.
That was a really cool way to put it. You know, the two things in your life that you really don't have any control over, and it doesn't mean one thing or another, you know?
No.
Awesome. Yeah.
Wait, nothing means anything?
Do we want to maybe play some music off the compilation that people should call in if they want a free copy of? I have four that I could give away.
A little bit. I think it's time now, dude.
I think it's definitely time. So let's get into it. Where are we going to hear? Well, I want to hear that Lewis Logic song. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Lewis Logic, Hot Shit. It's a sampler exclusive. So let's get into it. You're listening to SkidRowRadio.com. Holla. What?
You're hot shit, don't you? Standing on a corner sipping hot Swiss smoker with your oversized shades and your purple skinny jeans. Who'd have thought New York would let a Urkel in the scene? You're far too darn cool to let that Levi's stab hit a bar stool. God forbid the 90s get a part two, because they only made flannel shit and dark shoes. I mean, what if Cobra Snake got easier while you're trying to take a breather up and fake out Pisa? All you're gonna hear is, oh shit, I hate to have to break your little low stick. You're so chic, chic little freak in the sneaks of the week that you'll cease to repeat. Better send your RSVP to the free guest list and make sure to dress your best, bitch. Mirror, mirror on my shades, who's that geek in the high top paid? Gold teeth chilling, gold chain chilling, what more can I say? You think you're hot shit, hot shit. And you think you're hot shit, hot shit. I bet you think you're hot shit, hot shit. Cause you think you're shoe, cause you've been in a few fights and you're one of them ridiculous dudes who likes to buy a size big enough to survive a skydive if you are missing a shoe. Listen up, dude, the chicks don't get it, and neither will you with your dick so buried. You got stones enough to call me homo or faggot, but you ain't got stones to rock clothes that show off your package. Oh, what's the matter, tough guys? That little dagger tucked in by your bladder doesn't add the nut size. You probably sit at home with teared up eyes in the crib alone, bump a busy bone with thugs fly. Go have a Bud Light, spill some for your corny wars. I'm chilling at a nightclub, you chilling in front of corner stores like villains at the store. Source Awards, you killing all the fun. Be more mature than cartoon children. And think sure. Hot shit, hot shit. You think you're hot shit, hot shit. Bet you think you're hot shit, hot shit. Cause you think you're too cool.
So strike one, we're walking up to the club. He's like, yo, I need to hit the ATM. I gotta pull out some cash.
What?
So I'm thinking, I likes to drink. You need to learn how to keep an open tab.
That's nice.
Well,
so
you
what
know,
did he say to you?
You know, I'm on a low budget.
What's
a budget? Strike two. So we walk over to the ATM.
Ooh, you actually went
he pulls
with
out a Visa card. I'm like,
that.
What the fuck is that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, you don't like my Visa card?
Whatever.
Well, I gotta discover one. No, you need to discover the benefits of an Amex, you know what I mean? Homie. Oh, it looks like we ain't out on a date. We just friends going out for drinks.
Means you got okay credit. Ooh, means you got a good job. Black is what I pack. That color puts you on the fast track. No, I don't play through no Kodiak. But I sip everything with a diamond back.
Mm-hmm. You can bust this way in my back. But if I shake too hard, you'll hit your cardiac. No, I don't pussy. Yeah, bitch, better green. And if you ain't got the boot to get off my team.
lose me. I'll never come back. Your playlist is whack. You chopped and screwed me, but don't know, but don't know how to move me. You ain't really high. Playing the songs you do,
playing the songs you do.
You ain't really high. Your heart was never true.
Your heart was never true.
Jesus, your son.
Oh.
Oh yeah, we're back on. How's it going? I would like some instrumental accompaniment.
I love the speech they give. When you see some shit, that's well, that's well. I think that's called a double affirmative.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the music on your album? You were explaining it to us a little bit off mic. And it sounded really good. What was the impetus behind making your music that way?
All right. Well, you know, I did my first EP, and basically it was like social commentary on the state of West Hollywood.
Okay.
So what you heard was, what color's your Amex? So I've heard like...
What's an Amex? For those not in the know, I mean, I'm from Bridgeport.
Amex, Amex, American Express. Yeah, so it was like kind of one of the like gold-digging conversations. Right. Like, you know...
Got your Amex black on.
Yeah, what color is your Amex? I'll talk to you depending on what color is your...
Yeah,
your,
blue?
Well, you know, because it's not credit, it's charge, you know. So, yeah, exactly.
Charge to the game.
Charge to the game.
And the game is pissed
like,
when he gets
at the end
bill.
Of the month, make sure you pay your whole bill, not just part of it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, that's what it's all
Cats
about.
Cats would be charging up $10,000 and like, yeah, I'll just cut a check.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully you have it like that. If you don't, then you'll get... Like, you know, you'll get blacklisted. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the second song was You Ain't Really House. So it's about, like, house music and about, like, you know. I think we have so many songs about, like, we love the DJ. Hey, DJ, you keep playing that song. Yeah. Last night, a DJ saved my life. But we have been to so many clubs where the DJ sucked ass.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's sucked a, beep. It's a problem. It's a plague, I would
and
say.
And so, you know, it was like, this was my song, like, to the anti-DJ song. I was like, yo, dude, actually, you're not that tight.
You should come see
music,
me, DJ.
Like, yeah, I don't DJ. I just sing. I just want you to play me.
Right?
Like, I don't, like, I'm not, like, you know, because, like, my set would be way too weird.
Yeah? Well, what's involved in your live set? You were telling us also that you're taking a hiatus from performing.
Yes, I took a hiatus from performing because, you know, I was doing a whole bunch of live shows and I needed to actually put together a full album. So I just kind of like stepped back, did a social media blackout, and I'm like, I'm just going to be me over here in the dark where you can't see and I'm not sharing and we'll figure it out from there. But, you know, like... It was all about the DJ song, you know? So it's like, you know, error, skew it. You know what? You have to play what you feel. You have to play what you know. And, you know, I basically was like, I hate the DJ right now.
Yeah.
The DJ's playing top 40.
Hang the DJ.
Yeah, hang the DJ.
I'll tell you what, I enjoy doing top 40 sets. Like, I'm a DJ turntablist, and I enjoy doing top 40 sets at spots because, for me, it's done so tongue-in-cheek, you know? Like, I mean, I go through, like, ridiculous amounts of songs because I just want to cut through, and you get the drop of, you know, say... the chick who was Lizzie McGuire, what's her name? Hilary Duff, that first song that she put out.
What is that?
It's a Come Clean is the name of the song.
I thought it was Daughter to Father.
No.
That's that other chick.
Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
Nice.
The other one. So I get them mixed up.
Yeah, you know, top 40 can be done tastefully and well. But it's hard when people just know they're going to play the bangers that they've been hearing on the radio rather than try and put a little bit of thought behind it to make it thematic based or whatever.
Yes.
What's up?
Talk to us, baby. We do definitely need a female voice right now.
Yeah.
Step into the mic.
What do you have to say?
Step up to the mic.
Mic-a-tin. You want to hear some more of this put in your pocket without reservation?
I would like to request something.
What do you want to hear?
Please tell us, baby. Speak into the mic.
The Cannonball Jam that features Chesky. Yeah. I was actually there when they were recording it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was in Guildford. It was good. I mean, I've seen songs recorded before, but it was cool to see their process.
What was it? Was it?
Basically, just listening to the beat a million times and writing to it and deciding, like, who wants to do the hook.
Was it improvisational or what?
I mean, most of it they wrote up that night and then recorded it. So, yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. I mean, that's how a lot of rap songs that I've seen
two
get written.
Incredible artists.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Seriously.
Yeah?
Yes.
They're pretty awesome.
Can you introduce it, sweetheart? We would love a female voice on the mic right now.
Yes. We got Bluebird featuring Chesky on Time For Real with Radical.
Yeah, he produced it. That dude's good, man. I've been hearing his stuff on Pandora while I've been driving. He's good. The Electric President was Ill Sauce.
I love my boys on Pandora.
You like the Ill Sauce?
Pandora. Mm-hmm.
Pandora? What's Pandora?
And Ill Sauce.
Yep.
Nice. All right, let's get into it.
Like mayonnaise.
This track is off the Put This In Your Pocket Without Reservation compilation, Fake 4, Volume 4. 4. We're like the Trinity plus one, which means we're way more badass. You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. Holler at your boy. There's a little lag because I'm playing it off the CD.
It's all good.
Intense moments like this, I always wish I had the Jeopardy song.
Pregnant pauses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I call it dramatic pause, but it's not. Yeah. It's not a dramatic pause.
Okay. Plan E.
Enslaved has been. Another year gone, stomach fat, a beard fully grown, waiting for the nothing and I'm awfully alone. Sunday went and visited your grave, put a wild rose on the Virgin Mary engraved. Mother sang her song, brother kneeled, and I just kept on wishing that the last year wasn't real. Teeth have sunk into my neck, teeth have sunk into my neck. Build a saint holiday out of stones and holograms, holy relics and hummingbirds, all to fill this hollow man. I'm alright, I'm alright, but don't fuck with me tonight. These fists are clenched and I will fight for every breath left in this life. All the mosquitoes in Saskatoon couldn't quite suck the tough out of me yet. Although I know I'm a three-legged dog hopping and begging like Vietnam vets. These years are only appetizers, swallowed quick and wet. But I will not forget the remnants that were left. Build a safe holiday out of straw and out of sticks, out of claws and out of bricks, out of gauze and spit. When alive, barely alive, but when alive. 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 When alive, barely alive, but when alive.
I make a fist, stare at it and think, this is how big my heart is, and I'm scared of it. Till they use scissors to open my shirt, I go to work overworked in the business of holding a smirk. Private jokes telepathically shared from the present me to the past me, when I had more hair. The tub remains clogged, sloshed through the memories of hooking up friends in need of jobs. Didn't stop them from requesting loans. It started with them calling me boss in a condescending tone, putting indefinite extension on the zero interest. Better business bureau, better be damn well prepared to be impressed. We're reporting back to duty, heavily wounded. Steadily losing our gains, the enemy moves in. Gotta choose your weapons wisely. When I bust open my ribcage and I unleash the fist that's beating inside me, it'll punch more than clocks. Check your peephole, cause there might not be more opportunity that knocks. Door to door, I'm selling artificial tears for your eyes, using a stethoscope just to hear your cries.
When alive, barely alive, but when alive.
Surprise.
Awesome.
Yo, what's up?
Now we're on. Oh yeah, because I hear that weird tinniness in the background in the headphones. That means we're on. Awesome. So you're listening to SkidRowStudios.com, a show that I'm just calling 6 feet deep. Maybe when I move out to Oakland, it can be a recurrent thing, maybe once a month or whatever. But we got my man,
Sir Earl.
Sir Earl in the studio. We've heard some of his music, and we were just listening to music off the Put This In Your Pocket Without Reservation compilation, which is a fake four compilation, volume four. It's free, and if you call 1-800-893-9562, you can get yourself a copy. I got four to give away. And you don't want to miss this, folks.
Yeah.
They're going to be going fast.
I will co-sign on that.
The phones are lighting up right now. It's going bananas. I'm just kidding. But Brooklyn, we go hard. Anyway, so Sir Earl, tell me some more about growing up in L.A. and how it's influenced your music.
Growing up in L.A. was amazing. Well, what you find out is this town is all about, like, you know, beautiful weather, smiles, you know, sunshine. But this is actually a very hard place to grow up.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in... And especially in growing up in South Central, I would imagine it's even you know, more...
I was kind of, you know, basically like, I was gated in, you know.
Really?
Like, it's okay. Like, I actually didn't go to school in South Central. I went to school in...
Did you go to, like, a magnet school or something?
Yeah, magnet school. So I was bussed out. So, like, I went to school on the west side. So I went to, you know, schools in Westchester.
What was it? What was the particular focus of that magnet school?
They didn't... I think they were just schools. Like, they didn't really have performing arts schools. So... You know, I just was, like, a little bit smarter than going to the schools in the neighborhood that I was born in. So they shipped me out, and it's all good. And,
So you, like, tested into it?
I tested into it.
Nice. Yeah, that's that. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being able to get a better education based on merit.
By the grace of God, you know, my mom was number 9 of 11, and she was the only one of the 11 that actually graduated high school and graduated college on time.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I kind of broke the cycle that way. So I was, like, raised with a little bit more than my friends and cousins and people were born with. And so, you know.
Well, it's great, though, that you're able to, you know... To do that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, that's the American dream.
The cycle was broken, and I was smart enough to share it. And I was smart enough to also keep it alive for myself and, you know, learn more from other people's mistakes. You know, I was like, oh, you know what? Guess what? Maybe crack isn't what I should do.
So crack has not influenced your music making?
Nope. Crack has not influenced my music making. Deadbeatism hasn't either.
No.
So, you know.
Nice. So, what would you say are your biggest influences that you take to be able to create the music that you make?
Bjork.
Word? I was just looking at a box set of hers at Amoeba today.
Everything. Bjork, Beck, Royce and Murphy, Portishead, like... These are like the people that, like, thought out the box, like Tori Amos, Boys from Pele. Like, I was like, yo, really? You can do that with a piano? I'm so down with you right now. I think one of the greatest things that came to me was Fiona Apple. Love her. Love John Bryan. And then Kanye West was like, oh my God, I'm going to do a rap album and have John Bryan co-produce it. I was like, you're a little bit genius.
Yeah.
How do you even know?
Like, as annoying as that dude can be sometimes, he really is genius, and it almost pisses you off more.
Right, like a little bit, because I was like, yo, he was supposed to produce my album, not yours.
Yeah. Damn it, beat me to the punch.
How did you do that? It's okay, it's okay.
Thank you for the safe friends.
For the what?
The Sage Friend.
Oh, yeah. It's a fantastic album. Or the instrumental is such a good one to play.
It's true. It's true. You know what? You know what? Bottom line is, like, he can have that. I'm you know, Francis the Mute, Mars Volta gave me life. So I'm having them produce, you know.
Word?
It's on my wish list.
Oh, yeah? Hey, I've heard about people, like singers, wish lists actually happening. This chick, Mariella, that I know in Manhattan.
Right.
she had like a wish list of like DJ Vadim, Mark the Clav, the clavicle, the clavier or something like that. I can't say it in the proper accent. And like a whole bunch of these crazy sort of loungy house producers. And she got like almost every single one of them to do a remix of a song from her album. And it hasn't dropped except for one song came out on the Turntables by the Bay 8.
Right.
Crazy. But, you know, the amazing thing is that she got to work with these people. Yes. You know what I mean? So don't sell yourself short.
No.
You
know? Go out and get it. I haven't sold anything yet. I'm gonna sell it short.
That's
Dang
true.
It.
That's true. So the songs that we heard, it's off just an EP that you pressed up, or?
Yes, it's off an EP that I did. It's called Sugar Honey Iced Tea, but it's more like S.H.I. Dot, and you'll figure out the rest.
Yeah.
You know, because the FCC is my friend. Mm-hmm. And
well, we're actually on the internet, so we don't need to worry about cursing.
Oh, my God.
There is no FCC. You can say fuck.
We're on internet
shit,
radio. No FCC, no $300,000.
I still prefer to follow the broadcast radio rules. Just, I feel like it's more fun to be able to intonate swearing than actually swearing.
Yeah.
I like that.
It makes you classy. It makes you like a little bit cute.
And
like,
in general, I have a gutter mouth, except when I'm on the radio. No problem not swearing.
You should just be who you are, man. If you got a gutter mouth.
I am.
No, it's actually amazing because I have a really good friend who was like a poetess and like just a great lyricist. And then like one day, like she literally found God. And I was like, oh my God, I'm glad you found it. But I always feel like really weird when I'm on the phone with her.
Did God turn out, in fact, to be a DJ, as Pink would put it?
No.
What did she find?
Darn it, you. No.
Wait. What?
Bringing it back.
Well, no. One of my homies, like, you know, decided that she wanted to be, like, a pastor. Like, she wanted to, like, go to seminary school and follow everything.
A friend of mine's dad did the same thing.
She still has, like, her same, like, you know, jokesterism. Like, she's, like, still, like, funny. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, you can't cuss in front of her. Why is, like, what is it? What is going on?
People are calling you on your phone?
No, that's amazing.
That's awesome.
It's like, really? It's because all my friends have jobs during the daytime and they know that I don't, so then they call me. Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, like I was saying, you know, I feel like a bit weird cussing over the airwaves.
Yeah, even though it's the internet airwaves.
It's true. It's
I know
true.
You want us to swear. I'm totally not going
to
swear.
I don't want you to swear. I'm just saying you can.
Just saying it's okay.
Okay. Yeah. You said
I appreciate that.
There's no requirement to swear.
Yeah.
I just want people to know.
I'd like to keep it clean. You know, branding is very important.
We're a family-oriented show here on SkidRowStudios.com.
Skid Row, we're not talking about the stains. We're talking about your plight and life.
There you go. Right. That's beautiful.
I like that. It's a good one. Can I read a news story that's
Please
hilarious
do.
That came up in my AP, and it's from my home city, Bridgeport, Connecticut. And it's pretty funny. A Connecticut real estate agent has been charged with stealing a competitor's for sale signs from the front lawns of area's homes. Police say 54-year-old Robert Toth of Shelton was charged on Wednesday with third-degree larceny and first-degree criminal trespass. Toth owns American Home Realty in Trumbull. Police say the U.S. asset realty owner Jihad Shahar complained in September that his signs had been stolen from more than half a dozen sites in Bridgeport and in front of two homes in Stratford. Man, trying to eliminate the competition. That's pretty hilarious. I love hearing. I try to read stories like that. Because there's so many that are just, you know, so-and-so bombed this, whatever. I mean, it's still...
Wait, funny. I'm sorry. Like, who's bombing something in
Bridgeport? Apparently the U.S. is going to invade China.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about that. We're going to bomb something
we're not
in Bridgeport.
We're not going to invade China. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Like someone's tagging up the city, like, hey?
Yeah.
No.
Like, hey?
Like, really, dude? Seriously? Like, who's, like, going after Connecticut?
Tons of people. I mean, so many people are. It's hard, you know. I'm just like, everybody trying to kill Connecticut.
Maybe.
Wait, where's Connecticut?
Connecticut is that space between New York City and Boston.
No. Connecticut
along
is
belongs to
Cuba.
Space.
Connecticut is that peninsula off Cuba.
Yeah,
trust
America's
me.
Wang. That's Connecticut.
It's Connecticut. It's not Florida. It's not Cuba. It's Connecticut.
Yeah. You haven't heard about the Connecticut Imperialism Association? We're taking over all the states.
Oh my God. Still trying to secede.
So you're listening to Skid Row Studios. I think, do we have any more of your songs that we can get into? Maybe?
We do. I mean, you need to ask, you know, the voice of the guy behind
G.O.D.,
the...
man. Do you want to play some more
what track
of...
you got? What should I play?
You did one and two. So
I did one
let's
and
go,
two.
Let's go in order.
Just three and four? And
yeah, I'm
do
with
three
you.
And four, and then
Thank
we'll
you
be
very
back.
Much. All
right. Listen to Sir
Earl.
On SkidRowStudios.com.
Skid Row.
Boop, boop. 6 feet deep. What up, brah? What's up, man?
Yeah, daddy.
So we got we're gonna play some K the Eye because that guy's pretty awesome.
Booyah.
Booyah. And I didn't want to play anything off Synthesesia because it's, I feel like this is much better. It's off Broken Love Letter.
Yes.
So let's get into it. You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. 6 feet deep. What? Can we get the, computer up?
Nope, you're not that beautiful.
ready to play any more games. What's your name? And aren't you ashamed of your attitude acting all rude for no apparent reason? Seasons change, so I guess if you would just open up your heart instead of being close-minded and disrespectful, leaving me with no actual answers to why we never got together. So I'm making up my own answers to why it seemed like everything was perfect one night, then the next morning feelings change. I can never cater to the pussycat, granted that I still like you, and that's a fact, Miss Portland, Maine, Universal Jersey girl. My heart is fucking broken, still I think I fell in love with you too quick. All I wanted to do was get to know you better, our bodies felt so good together. So whether or not we could make this work, that was one night of a connection made, so I'm still waiting to see this answer, please talk to me. Actually, you don't just act like nothing ever happened, but it's true. We felt energy, and I'm asking you to remember me. I'm asking you to remember me. Giving me no other chances to the melody. Seriously, when I'm in the same, when I'm in the same, when I'm in the same, when I'm in the same room with you, I can never stop looking at you. You seem to do the same, so what's up with this lame way of taming lions? All I ever wanted to do is give you the world. The day you avoided my phone calls, I felt so vandalized, so I went out to the city and destroyed it with graffiti, met up with J.D. Walker, and we sat down with a long conversation about reality. He explains to me, don't worry, but my biggest weakness is a girl. My emotions jump ship, hip bone, out of place, without my subconscious thinking mutual friends thought we matched, or maybe it isn't true. All but this, it couldn't even make that sense. We had to fall into the abyss. It's now another day, and all I wanted to say is, why can't we establish a relationship? I care for you, you care for me, we combine to form a perfect family. Yeah, that's funny, talking to me, stop ignoring me. I'm finished to diminish myself from this story.
You just don't get it.
You're not that beautiful. You're not that beautiful. No, you're not that beautiful. But I'm lying to myself. But I'm lying to myself. Really? You're not that beautiful. No, you're not that beautiful. You're not that beautiful. But really, I'm lying to myself. You're not that beautiful. No. You're not that beautiful. You're not that beautiful. Fuck out of here. Word up.
Hello? Madame? You're not that beautiful, madame.
You're not that beautiful. Oh, you're not that beautiful.
Rest 52.
check. We're back. That was Astronautilus off his fantastic album, which is called This Is Our Science. That was, yeah. Yeah, he's a really dope artist. So, you can find another Astronautilus song that he has a video out for with Tegan Quinn of Tegan and Sarah. It's called Contrails. Check it out on YouTube. But yeah, he's his album, This Is Our Science, is pretty fantastic. And those are off the Put This In Your Pocket Without Reservation. And we heard a track from K the Eye, which is not to be found anywhere in the material that we have from him. Because I didn't want to play anything off Synthesia, just because, I don't know, I like the other song better. I think it shows more of Kiki, if we're going to highlight Kiki. You know? If we're going to highlight him, we should play more, you know, where he raps and stuff. Because his production is cool. But I think I like his rapping. It's much more artful. You know? Somebody who's mastered the craft and then takes it somewhere else because they're, you know, they're already good at it. Like, how do you feel with singing and songwriting? Is there a point where you get where you've just mastered what you're doing so much that it becomes second nature? You can just at any point sit down and be like, yeah, I'm going to just write a song.
You take it on a case-by-case basis. So there are some tracks that get put in front of you and you're like, yo, I'm about to sing my heart out on this track. Or you want to do like a really slick pop production on it. And there are some beats that like just get put down in front of you and they are so gully.
Yeah.
Like they are so like rough and hard where you're like, dude, I can only rap to it.
Yeah. Okay. How do you find tracks from producers? Or is it just mostly your people, like cats you know who make music, or do you solicit outside of, you know?
I solicit outside of who I know because okay. That's basically the best, like, way to get it.
Okay.
You know, and it's like, yo, show me what you got and let's work it. Because, like, if you put a beat down in front of me and I just start going, like, it's it. So, like, I think one of the tracks that you played was Green Grass Grows. And I literally had strep throat that week and I couldn't say anything to anyone. But I had a studio session like set up. So I had to show up for that studio session and they played that beat. And for like 2.5 hours, my voice worked perfectly. And as soon as I finished singing that song, nothing else came out of my mind.
I've had similar experiences where when I've been on tour, I've gotten sick because, you know, you're driving a lot of hours and not really sleeping. So I've been sick on tour where literally I'm like, oh, pale and like shivering and sweating,
right.
Clammy. And I'll get up on stage and start cutting it up and I'm fine. And then as soon as we're done, I'm like, oh, I feel even worse.
Right.
Good thing we got to do this 20 more times.
That dang it, adrenaline and ringing phones.
Yeah, for real.
Dude, seriously, I'm not that popular.
You are that popular.
Okay, a little
don't
bit.
Don't try and downplay it.
This is the homie Nell Star. Like, he's like one of my like really good DJ friends. And
oh yeah, where's he DJ?
He DJs a lot in West Hollywood.
Okay, like big ass clubs and whatnot. What type of music? House.
House, top 40. Like, okay. Yeah.
Does he cut it up or is he?
He cuts it up. He actually cuts it up.
Oh, okay.
He actually cuts it up.
Word. Well, nice. Hopefully I'll be able to get to meet him at some point.
Dude, true.
Know what I mean?
I think, you know, wait. Where are you going tonight?
I'm just hanging out.
You're hanging out?
I'm going with you. We're going to Mustache Mondays.
We're going to Mustache Mondays.
And did you talk on mic about what's cool about Mustache Mondays?
No, I didn't talk on mic about, you know. Mustache Mondays.
It's just a really fun night to go out.
It's a really great night to go out.
And it's in downtown L.A.,
It's downtown L.A. It's very, like, it caters to the...
It's a place to see and be seen?
Yeah, the art scene. The art scene.
Yeah, it's a
S-E-E-N or S-C-E-N-E. You know, they both
take it both ways. It's got that duality.
Yeah. Have fun.
Nice.
Look, pull on that braid. Yes, do it. You know, she is stroking her blonde braid behind me. You know, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I love it. And
that
beautiful
fade's kind of awesome with your little dread.
A little bit.
It's kind of cool.
Hinted with turquoise.
Mm-hmm. Painted with turquoise. You gotta have that, you know.
My mind isn't playing tricks on me. That's actually her hair.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It is. You'll say.
Truthfully. So what do you have to say? Are you excited to...
Yeah, baby, step on the mic.
Are you excited to be in L.A.?
Okay. I am. I'm good to be.
Why don't you let us know about your radio experience? You're pretty experienced in radio. I mean, I didn't want to blow up your spot, but...
Okay. Yeah. My radio experience is in Portland, Oregon. KBOO.
And you still have a show that's syndicated.
I have three shows.
With them.
At KBOO. Yeah, I simulcast in Los Angeles. I do live music radio. I am music correspondent. So anybody who is touring, heading up to Portland, Oregon, please contact 800-893-9562.
Because she's your in. You want to get on the radio in Portland?
You can get on the radio and you can
You got to go through me.
Best music scenes on the west side. It's a good side.
Nice. Yeah, for sure. That's dope. So how long have you been on KBOO and how do you do the simulcasting? I've actually always wanted to know you. Sorry, I'm doing this on mic, but I've always wanted to know how you simulcast.
I do field recording. I do it remotely in Portland, Oregon. We link up and we do phone patch.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah, we just connect. We do remote radio engineering, remote engineering.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So it's
all done through the phone line, like an ISDN or...
Yeah, we do that. Also, we do different field recordings. I don't know if anybody here in Los Angeles is familiar with HM-157.
What's that?
Oh, it's in Lincoln Heights. It's this little communal kind of collective art, music, I don't know. Radio.
Yeah, you do. Tell us
jam,
about
jam.
It.
Yeah,
I don't
please.
Know. No, exactly. No, it's just amazing. Like, you don't have to go there
and understand
it.
And you had a burgeoning online radio that you were working with, too?
I can't make magic happen. What?
You can make magic happen on air. You just got to
Well, there's radio magic, but then there's making magic happen on air, and that's two different things.
No, not at all. I thought it was, too. But then I realized I can make the magic happen. Oh. I can be the one creating the fairy dust.
Okay. I can agree with you on that.
You know, like I can just bam, just radio
Jeep
magic
is
right here.
Manifesting over here.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Radio magic does happen.
Yeah, radio magic does happen.
Okay, yeah, but you should just go check out HM-157. It's absolutely incredible.
Say it one more time.
HM-157.
Yeah, HM-157.
Yeah, so it's kind of like Heinz with a one in front and then HM.
HM-157, located in Lincoln Heights, off of Broadway downtown. Incredible communal area, lots of good shows, vegan cooking, they have gardening shows, they have all kinds of things. They have everything you can look into. There's a website, so hm157.com.
That's amazing.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a squat or a former squat that I played
squat.
At in oh okay. Yeah, it sounds like a squat that
for
I played at in Amsterdam.
For all you little dirty rats out there, this is a squat in Los Angeles. It's best known as HM-157.
Do that. Yeah, it's cool. It's really nice to have those types of community places where it's like a communal living and they're all trying to do good things in the art.
Absolutely. I've been digging for these treasures since I've been out here, and there's a lot of amazing things going on in Los Angeles.
What has your experience been in Los Angeles compared to Portland?
Oh.
Are you going to have to marinate on that one?
Yes. No, actually, it's good. When I moved out to Los Angeles, I was living off of 7th and Mateo. It was in the Industrial Art District.
Yeah, Toy
I had a
District.
Warehouse.
Yep, right,
yeah.
Right.
It was great. I was working with different artists and directors. We're filming videos. I showed you earlier tonight the sword, the Veil of Isis.
Veil of Isis. She designed all the costumes.
Yeah, it
what?
Was
every single one.
What?
Yeah. You see good. A costume? She did it.
Yo, can I get a free outfit?
Yeah.
I need something really baggy.
Yo, all you need
really
is 20 yards of fox fur, and she's got you.
Dude, trust me. I know where the dollar spot is in the garment district.
20 yards of fox fur? Dang.
Yeah, trust me. I didn't say it was fox, but I know how to get fur for a dollar a yard.
Really? What
Seriously.
Kind of fur? Rabbit?
I didn't
bear,
say it was
deer.
Fur. I just said.
He's not
me. He's not.
Exactly.
He's working for PETA.
No, I am not because my shoes are leather.
He's trying not to get red paint thrown on him.
It's okay. I was like, you know, you got Kim Kardashian, like,
you know,
one of her sisters, like doing stuff for PETA. I'm like, you know, black men, they aren't endangered species. Like, nobody's skinning us to wear them. Like, you know, I'm not really about aborted, you know, wet baby still, but you know, like, yeah. You know, it's okay.
It's okay.
Shh.
In the name of fashion.
Shh.
Everything is permitted in the name of fashion.
True.
What's up? Hour 10?
Oh, I've been there before.
Okay. Word up. Well, let's get in. Let's get into another song that I want to play. I'm going to play a remix that I did. And,
pretty lady, can you breathe heavy into this? Like, give us some, like, Girl 6 intro into this song. Like, you know, a little heavy breathing, okay. Some 976.
Anyway, I'm gonna play a DJ Shadow remix that I did.
Ooh,
if I can pull it up.
DJ Shadow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a.
That's
it was, yeah, I did it for the contest. It was pretty good. I thought it was pretty cool.
I'm being provoked.
Are you being provoked? How?
Yes.
How? Why?
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Anyway, where we get?
The Palladian.
Okay, let's get into it. You're gonna hear Scale It Back by DJ Shadow. And it's remixed by me. It's only on SkidRowStudios.com. Holler. I guess we're going to go... I figure we have to go to the top of the hour, so we're going to go until 12. And then we're going to go to the Mustache Mondays. It's going to be tight sauce. You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. My name's Jeep Ward.
What?
Yeah, Jeep Ward. My parents named me that.
That's a wicked name, bro. Seriously. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, people. It's crazy because I'm a DJ as well, and I have a different name for DJing. I'm DJ Halo. And whenever I'm DJing events, people ask me what my name is. And when I'm at an event, I'm always Halo.
Yeah.
And usually girls will say, no, what's your real name? And I'll say, Jeep. You can believe that? And they're like, I'll stick with Halo.
Your real name sounds like a moniker.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Dude, yes, exactly. Same boat. My name is actually Sir Earl, and it's written on my birth certificate as Sir Earl.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
So like as if your first name is Sir and your middle name is Earl?
Yeah, like Sir. So wow. Like ended up with two titles. So like whoa. Going through school.
Mr. Sir Earl?
Yeah, like teachers was just like, your name is Earl. And I'm like, all right, I'll take it. It's cool. And yeah. I didn't even like Earl.
That's all you need.
I like it now, but you know, it's cool. But yeah. Sir Earl.
That's
I
awesome.
Even have a tattooed on my arm. Crazy story as well, but whatever.
That's surreal.
So
I wanted to talk to my man over here. Apparently, you're huge in the chip thrash.
Ooh.
And why don't you explain what chiptune music is for people who may not know?
Okay, so my name is Juan is my real birth name, Juan Manuel Larrazabal. And then
is
my moniker.
Is that spelled with a G?
J U A.
Okay.
And my moniker is Cool Skull with a K because I'm extra cool.
And you smoke menthols.
And I smoke menthols. No, actually, I can't stand menthol. I don't smoke very much, but when I do, it's not menthol. I just always wanted to make music, and I always thought like music was like the best thing in the world. My favorite thing was always the White Stripes. Eventually I got into electronic music because my dad liked the Chemical Brothers and Aphex Twin.
Oh, your dad introduced you to electronic
music? My dad introduced me to a lot of weird electronic music.
Wow.
And then he bought Come to Daddy when I was like seven.
So your dad must have been a guy. There's a guy who follows my morning show on WPKN, this guy Rod Richardson. He's like 48, 50 something, and he's into all this crazy electronic music. So that's awesome.
Like, yeah, my dad just likes a lot of weird stuff. He's very specific. Yeah. But
is he really into Twin Peaks?
Yes, he loves Twin Peaks. Actually, my mom was watching
Connection,
Twin Peaks.
I think so.
My mom was watching Twin Peaks while she was in labor for my other brother.
Really?
Yeah,
but not you.
That's awesome.
No, not me.
The original miniseries.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Wow.
Oh, so basically, I got into electronic music, and I realized that at the right time that I was born and living, electronic music is basically the easiest thing to make.
Yeah.
So, Laura Dern is your godmother.
Laura, no.
No? Okay.
No.
Sorry. My bad.
What?
My bad.
I haven't watched much of Twin Peaks, actually.
Okay.
I love it, but I think it's very cool, and I am obsessed with David Lynch. But so once I got into electronic music, like literally around that time was a big wave of free music and freeware software and stuff. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stuff that was out, the best stuff that was out was chiptune stuff, like software, like chiptune emulators and things like that. So
explain
into
to
it.
Me how you use these emulators or how you make music. Essentially, what I know from it is that you're making music on a Game Boy. Mm-hmm. So how do you use the control pad the same as like a MIDI controller?
No. Okay. So basically for any most electronic music at its roots without software is based in code.
Yeah.
And then
zero or
the
one.
Next level between code and like interface.
Yeah.
The minimalist interface you can have is a tracker.
Okay.
And that's what a lot of people use. Like a lot of people have used, and that's what they programmed with back in the day, like
left, right,
the
left,
80s.
Right, BA.
There's like
BA.
Trackers for like you'll enter code, like instrument name, and the and an effect that goes along with it, and it's all vertical and it looks just like code.
Yeah.
And so there's a tracker that's for the Game Boy called Little Sound DJ, and you go into the tracker, you design an instrument on the instrument page, what have you, and then you have a 16-step sequence of whichever instruments you want there. And there are different commands to enter effects or hop commands to like skip certain parts. And so within you design the instrument, you design the phrase, and then you organize all of your loops and things into a whole song. And it all plays vertically.
Is it unlimited tracks?
Oh, no. Well, there's four voices in the Game Boy.
Okay.
There's two pulse channels, a really complex wave channel that you can even play samples off of.
No kidding.
And design, and you can hand design your own wave forms. And then there's a noise channel that you, where you get all those crunchy sounds.
Okay.
So you only get those four. And then once you do that, you can add different Game Boys. But it's gotten to the point where I've made so much music. I love writing on the Game Boy, and I still do. But I use Reason and Reaper and whatever else I can put my hands on to make music. So
yeah,
I have some cool Skull tracks if we want to play something at some point.
Yeah, let's hear a cool Skull track because I definitely want to check it out.
All right,
and this is thrash tune.
What are the subgenres of
chiptune?
Music that is made with like old computer hardware or just like old computer styles.
So it's called computer chip.
Okay. Computer so chip. So computer anything chip on an Amiga music. Or whatever, what have you, mainly if it's on a tracker.
So you can use any of these old analog things.
You can use pretty much anything that has a synthesizer built into it.
Okay.
So like the Commodore 64.
Juan, have you ever played with an Amiga?
I've actually played with
an Amiga before.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
always made with a video game system?
Huh? No, yeah, normally that's typically the point of chiptune because you're using the chip, the game system, and that's like the cool thing. But
that's how
I always liked heavier music. Yeah. You know, I always like heavy stuff, and I didn't know anything about breakcore or drum and bass or whatever like other genres there were. So the only thing I had to connect my type of music that I wanted to do was like punk or something like that. But I didn't like the term punk because I think that's like the worst term used in history,
it's,
man.
It's really watered down and misunderstood.
All I say is thrash is my main point in like the activity of music, you know, because like the punk cool part that I like is the heavy aggressive part. So to me, that's just thrash. So I'm like, all right, thrash, let's go. So like chip tune, chip thrash, because I don't want to do the poppy beeps. So I just did chip thrash and I came up with that for a while.
Word. I like it. Let's get into one of those Skull tracks, Cool Skull. And it's only on SkidRowStudios.com.
Yeah. an emergency, please hang up and dial 911.
Yeah.
Do you have beer? Does anyone have beer left? You drank it all. There's a bit of mustache money.
Yeah. I think that's where we're going. We're going to mustache.
Here's your peep, boy.
What?
Yeah. Rock, what? Rock, son. Oh, freestyle over this kid. Yo, thank you so much. Why don't you give a shout out to your website where people can find out more about
yourself? My website is www.coolskull.com. Cool with a K.
Okay. Awesome. Word. All right, we're going to get into this live song, and then we're going to be out. Thanks for checking us out.
Freestyle.
SkidRowStudios.com.
As the words salivate to spit, I stumble and strive to fight just to keep fly, shifting my stability on synchronized. Now I'm meant to blame you for taking more than you could share, for a mismatched pair in some unpredicted hindsight.
You keep it right by, you keep it going by, you keep it high by, I love it every time. Yo, it's okay. It's Skid Row Studios. We're all here off that pale ale. You know, drinking real swell. You know, what is that? Skull crack, skull candy, skull.
Cool skull.
What?
Cool skull.
Cool skull. In the house.
He's iced out, son.
Iced out. Yo, I'm like seriously, my dad is from like, well, no, my dad lives.
He's
in
from
Hawaii.
That shirt.
Yeah, a little bit. There? A little
damn.
Bit.
Damn,
oh,
that's my dad right there.
My dad was born right
Big
there.
Big Island, right there, off the coast. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, it happens.
Yes. Kimono ties, kimono pies, kimono ties. That's what I'm saying. What?
So, yo, thanks for checking us out. We're going to get out of here. Head over to Mustache Mondays. Thanks for checking this out.
Thank you, Nacho. Mustache Mondays.
You can find out more about me at WPKN.org. My name is Jeep Ward, or at HaloDoesn'tSuck.com. Do you have a website, Sabrina?
Nope.
No?
What?
She's a gypsy. She can't have a website.
It's okay. She's like really pretty. She got that pixie-ish thing about her.
I had no idea you had Strange Famous tattooed on your chest like that.
A little bit. Why are you staring at her titties? Dog, seriously?
It's her neckline,
her.
Bro. It's her neckline.
Respect her.
She showed it to me.
Okay, cool.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Wait,
and it's like,
wait.
It's like the pride over pain that Yellow Wolf has. I can't believe you got like a football coach saying tattooed on his
neckline. Hey, kitty cat. What's in this? Here we go. Drop, get a cage, I'm awaiting to experiment the logical fate from an everlasting taste that correlate in the supersonic ways of what you said and what I physically taste. Of what you said and what I physically taste.
Nice.
Exactly.
SkidRowStudios.com. Thanks for checking us out. And we're out.